Then the biggest billy goat Gruff came clattering over the bridge. Trip trap, trip trap, trip trap. Ah, but what's so funny? This is a very, very sad story. Just look, just think what this troll intends to do with billy goat Gruff. And then, hang on, hang on. But why didn't you tell me you'd caught your furry dog down the front of your pyjamas?
We present Albert and Me, starring Richard Beckinsale and featuring Pat Coombs, with special guests Peter Vaughan, Cheryl Hall and Helen Worth. There's nothing like a holiday beside the sea with a young child. And as many parents know, that's nothing like a holiday.
Now, have you got everything, Brian?
Yes, Mum, that's the 10th time.
Oh, have you got enough nappies for Albert?
Enough? I've got half the baby clinic in this suitcase.
Yeah, well, you can't be too careful. You remember when me and your dad took you on holiday to Margate?
We've never been to Margate.
Oh, well, you wouldn't remember. You was only a few months old.
Oh.
Yes, your dad forgot your potty. Ah, you were taken short, aren't we?
Oh, Mum.
It was lucky your dad used to wear a bowler hat.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. All right, Mum.
Hey, Brian. Did you remember to pack the, you know, those...
Excuse me, madam.
By all means.
Madam, are you sitting in that seat?
Do you think I'd be this tall if I was sitting down?
I think he means, is that your seat, Mum?
Hmm? What?
Exactly.
Oh, I see what you mean.
No, it's all right. My mum's just come to see us off.
Good. That would appear to be the seat I have reserved. If there had been an error, British Rail would have heard from me in no uncertain terms.
Really?
I would have taken it to the top. You understand?
Really?
To the very top. There's far too much negligence these days. Too much sloppiness. Too much couldn't care less. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Quite. So, if I may sit down.
Please do. What a nice gentleman, Brian.
Yeah.
Excuse me, are you going to the seaside too?
I'm taking a short vacation on the coast.
Mm, isn't that nice? You'll have my son and grandson to keep you company.
This child is travelling with you?
Yeah.
I see. Now, if you don't mind.
Oh, Mum, I think the guard's going to blow his whistle.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, but you'd better get on the platform.
Oh, aye. I will. Oh!
Madam!
I'm sorry.
Look what you've done. My Financial Times.
I'm sorry. I'll pick it up.
No, you haven't time.
Oh, I haven't time. Oh, Brian. Ah! Oh! What was that?
My foot. You stepped on it.
Oh, you can't go yet. I haven't got off.
Quick, Mum.
Oh, Brian. Oh, bye, Brian. Bye, Albert.
Bye, Mum.
Don't forget to send the card.
I won't. That was my mum.
So I gathered.
Lucky she got off. She might have come with us.
Heaven forbid. Just look at my shoe.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Is it Italian?
She's dented the toe cap. Crushed my toes as well, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, you're going to the seaside, are you?
Yes.
So are we.
Yes.
We're going to Frimlington. Aren't we, Albert?
Really?
Yeah. It's the first time Albert's been to the seaside, isn't it, Albert?
Yes.
Yeah. He's looking forward to getting his feet wet.
One moment.
Yeah?
I do not wish to carry on a conversation. I intend to read my book.
Oh.
Thank you.
That book?
Yes.
Any good?
Yes.
Ah. Or is it?
It is called A Short History of the Trappist Monks and the Vows of Perpetual Silence.
Oh. Is it a thriller?
I'll bet the vicar did it, eh, Albert?
Now, if you please.
Sorry.
Oh, look, Albert, look. Look, do you see? Cows. Yeah. Moo-moos. Go on, moo-moos. What are they? Moo-moos. Yeah, you're close, you're close. Moo.
Now, please, I am trying to read.
Oh, sorry. Hungry, Albert? Right, right. Let's see what we've got. No, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Now, a banana to start with. And don't put it in all at once this time. And don't eat it sideways either. And to drink, young sir, I can recommend the rosehip syrup. A rather unpretentious little brew. Once I can get the top off the bottle. Whoops.
Just look at my shirt. Look what you've done.
It goes well with your tie, doesn't it?
This is too much.
I'm sorry.
So am I. That in the whole of this train, I had the misfortune to sit opposite you. I should have been warned when I saw your mother.
That's funny.
I don't think so.
No, no, no. That's what Albert's mother said just before she ran off.
I can only applaud her good sense in leaving you before you and your family trod on her toe caps and drowned her in orange juice.
No, no, no. Rosehip syrup.
The flavour is immaterial. I'm moving to another compartment. And if I never see you and your son again, it will be too soon. Goodbye!
You might be right, Albert. Oh, well, let's hope the holiday is going to be better than the journey. Here we are. Seaview Caravan Park. All visitors report to the office. Right, Albert. Hello? Anyone at home?
Hello? What can I do for you?
A caravan for me and Albert.
You booked?
No, I'm free any evening you are.
A caravan.
Oh, yes, yes. Mr. Archer. Brian. Single. Tall, dark and handsome.
42.
No, 28.
Caravan 42.
Oh.
Come with me. I'll show you the way.
Yes, please. Do you work here?
Yes.
That's good.
Why?
Well, probably be seeing more of you.
I don't think the owner would like that.
Why?
I'm married to him.
Oh. Well, when I said, My, you've certainly got some nice ones in the front there. The caravans. Yes. Very nice. Now, Albert. You watching? So, I dig a trench here, see? Then, one more sampai, and presto! Not bad, is it? A sandcastle. Knocked over by a wave. And here endeth the first lesson in sandcastle building. First check whether the tide is going out or coming in. Careful, Albert. Careful. This is a tricky bit. You see, I make an archway out of sand like this.
Mr. Universe.
Hey?
Hello. body beautiful.
Oh, hello.
Hmm, nobody's going to kick sand in your face. You building a sandcastle?
No, I'm driving a car.
Oh. Well, I got news for you. Somebody's pinched your wheels. I'm Mavis, and this is my friend Deirdre. Say hello, Deirdre.
Hello.
Hello.
Deirdre's the strong, silent type.
Oh.
Yeah. She struggles, but she doesn't tell.
Oh, it's awful.
What's your name, handsome?
No, Brian. This is Albert, my son. Say hello, Albert.
Well, Deirdre, mine's all right, but I don't think much of yours.
But how do you know? I mean, Albert might be a right little raver.
I wasn't talking about him.
Is she awful?
So, where's your wife?
Haven't got one.
Do you hear that, Deirdre? Now's your chance. How long are you here for?
A week.
Hmm.
How about you?
I thought you'd never ask. Ready when you are, sweetheart.
Here. Is your little boy supposed to be doing that to your sandcastle?
What? Oh, no, Albert.
You're right. He's a right little raver.
Come on, Deirdre, let's leave him to it. See you around, sexy legs.
Bye.
Honestly, Albert, you might have done it in the moat. Right. This is going to be the best one yet, Albert. Yeah, we'll just put some shells on the tower for windows. Like so, and that's it. Let's stand back and have a look. What do you think of it, eh? That's a masterpiece of sandcastle engineering. 2 trenches, a courtyard, 18 turrets, 1 drawbridge, and... Hey, hey, look out!
What? Oh, it's... Ow! You!
Yes.
You're a menace to public safety. Is this your hole in the sand?
No, it's your hole. It was our sandcastle.
You see what you've done? I've got sand in my snorkel.
Ah,
really? Of all the ridiculous places to put a sandcastle.
Well, where do you expect me to put it? In a road?
Well,
Three times we've tried to build this castle, haven't we, Albert?
No, that is not the point. You may have damaged my underwater equipment. Let me see.
Oh, hear that, Albert? Deep sea diving.
Yes, well, everything appears to be all right.
How deep are you going?
As far as that rock.
It's only 4 feet there.
In this sport, one can never be too careful, you know. It can be pretty dangerous out there. I know about these things.
Oh.
Well, goodbye to you.
Yeah, well, watch where you walk, Captain Costo, or you might trip over a prawn. What a funny man, Albert. Mustn't forget a present for your granddad and grandma. What shall we get, eh? Albert? Albert? Ah, gone to sleep. Good.
Hello. Oh, can I help you?
I hope so.
Oh, I know. You're looking for some presents, aren't you?
Yeah, for my mum and dad.
Oh, isn't that nice? And you'd like something with the seaside on it.
No, I'd rather you wiped it off first.
Oh, that is funny, that. Oh, it is. Oh, are you a comedian?
No.
Oh, you ought to be. I can tell. You got the face for it. Oh, is this your baby?
Yeah.
Oh, little darling, what's his name?
Albert. He's a bit of a comedian, come to think of it.
Mm-hmm. Takes after his dad. Wipe it all first. Here, I shall write that down in my little book.
Yeah, anyway, look, what souvenirs have you got?
Well, let's see. I've got some nutcrackers with good luck from Frindlington written on. Or I've got the same with Scunthorpe on.
Why Scunthorpe?
Well, you see, some people, particularly men, they don't tell their wives where they're going. They say they're going to a business conference up Scunthorpe, see? So I had these as a special line just for them when they come here, you know.
Good luck from Scunthorpe.
Yes.
Do you sell very many?
No.
Well, I want something with Frimlington on.
Well, here, what about this seagull? Made out of shells and pebbles, see? Standing on a plastic rock.
That's hideous.
I knew you'd like it. I could tell.
Haven't you got anything a bit smaller?
Oh, you want my knick-knack cabinet.
Give a dog a bone.
Oh, you are a comedian. Now, this is where I'll keep a few object dots. There.
Oh, yeah, these egg timers, they're just the thing. I'll have two. One for me mum to time the eggs, and one for Dad to time mum getting an egg out without dropping it.
Yeah, that's lovely, and they're very reasonable. They'd be £2.50.
£2.50? You call me a comedian?
Ah, well, you're paying for the craftsmanship, remember? They're handmade, local. You can see the mark here on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't know Hong Kong was a suburb of Frimlington.
Oh, silly me, I'll give you the wrong price.
Thank heavens for that.
Yeah, £2.30. Would you like me to gift wrap them for you?
Yes, please.
It'll only be another 90 pence.
No. You can put them in a brown paper bag.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you very much. And remember, I'm always here if you want anything else.
Yeah, I won't forget. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, look, Deirdre, it's him again.
Hello, killer.
Hello.
Been buying a present for your girlfriend?
No, I haven't got
it. See, Deirdre, I told you he's unattached. I said, get in there quick before I grab him.
Actually, yeah.
You'll have to wait, though, Passion Eyes. I've got a date with a sailor tonight.
Mavis, she's a sea cadet.
Well, you've got to start somewhere. Come on, Deirdre, I want to get some of that perfume I was telling you about.
Which one's that?
Femme Fatal. Come on.
Bye-bye, lover boy.
Who said holiday romance is dead? Oh, well, come on, Albert. Look, Albert, look. I made a boat out of sand.
Oh, wait.
No, you sit in there.
Oh, hello there, it's you again.
Watch out for your portholes, Albert.
Well, my, that's rather a splendid sandcastle.
Eh?
Reminds me of my own childhood. My father used to bury me in the sand, you know.
Trouble is, someone kept finding you.
I beg your pardon?
No, I'm sorry, just a little joke.
A joke? Of course, yes, it's very droll. And how's the little man today?
Well, all right.
Are you all right?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, why?
Well, it's just, well, you seem different today.
In what way?
Well, you're more,
Yeah?
Whereas yesterday you were more,
What?
Albert, don't eat the sand.
It must be the sun.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sunstroke. Makes you go round the twist.
No, there's something about the holiday atmosphere. What is it Bacon says?
Danish?
The poet. Wherein the sun-kissed breeze doth flow.
You put your foot in Albert's boat.
What?
Well, it's my
boat. Oh, I'm awfully sorry there. I'll mend it for you, young man.
So you're not ill, then?
No. Feel on top of the world. One feels so good on holiday, don't you think?
Yeah, one does.
I said to myself when I got up this morning, Ambrose Wiggins, I said.
Who's that?
It's me.
Oh.
Ambrose Wiggins, I said, break out, cast off the cares of the eternal rat race, and to hell with Burgundy. So I'm doing just that.
Yeah.
In fact, at the moment, I'm on my way to purchase an ice cream. Which do you think would be best, a wafer or a cornet?
Oh, a cornet.
Really?
Oh, yes. You can suck it through the bottom.
I think I'll stick to the wafer. Anyway, I must be off. Mustn't keep you two from your boat building. Bye!
Well, I never. What do you make of that, Albert?
A bowl of witty.
Yeah, couldn't put it better myself.
Without a dink.
Yeah, I know, Albert, I know. You're feeling thirsty. So am I. Let's try Auntie Annie's tea shop.
Yeah?
One of those, two of these, a cup of that and a glass of this, please.
Right. Right.
Right.
83 pence. Thank you.
She's certainly different from my Auntie Annie, Albert.
Well,
right, Albert, let's sit down, shall we? We'll put your pushchair there. Here you are, chocolate biscuit. Wrap your gums around that. It's a nice calf, this, Albert. Nice and quiet.
Oh, you are a mod!
Well, you know, I have been around in my time.
Well, look who it is, Albert.
Of course, that was when I was in the Navy.
Hello, sailor.
Oh, look, Deirdre, it's him again. Hello, lover boy.
Hello.
Come on, let's sit with him. You don't mind, do you?
No.
All right, then, shove over.
Well, well, hello,
Brian.
Brian, yes, of course, Brian. Having a good time? We are, aren't we, girls? Actually, you're just the man I wanted to see.
Oh?
Come over to the counter. Just getting the teas, girls. Do you want anything with it?
What, here in a cafe?
How droll. Brian.
Yeah, hang on a minute, Albert. Just going to the counter.
Well, here we go. Well, I get ya.
Three teas, please. Wonderfully innocent sense of fun these girls have.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I met them last night at a discotheque, you know. I thought I'd let it all hang out.
And did you?
But what I wanted to see you about... How do you fancy going to the pictures tonight?
Well, you're not really my type.
Oh, no. With me and Mavis and Deirdre.
Oh. Yeah.
You see, I want a chance to, well, how can I put it, get to know Deirdre a little better.
Aye, aye.
Yeah, she's very intelligent underneath.
Underneath what?
But unfortunately, Mavis is always...
Oi! You're sewing them tea bags.
Oh, Mavis!
Lovely sense of fun. Just coming.
Look, I see your problem, but...
And the film looks very interesting. Naughty nurses.
Now, I've got to think of Albert.
Well, there's a Woody Woodpecker cartoon as well.
No, look, I'm sorry, I can't leave Albert by himself.
Oh, well, then I'll just have to take the two of them.
You are letting it all hang out.
To the pictures.
Here, what are you up to, Albert?
Here, look, he's nibbled me peanuts.
Albert! No, I'm sorry. I'll get you another packet.
Oh, that's nice of you. Maybe you'd like to nibble something.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a packet of crisps.
Here you are, ladies. Tea time. Will you be mother, Deirdre?
Oh, I hope not.
Best of luck at the pictures tonight. Come on, Albert, drink your milk. That's it then, Albert.
Oh,
farewell to the sea for another year. Suppose you want something to eat. I thought you might. You're like a food disposal unit. Let's see what we got. A banana for me.
Good morning.
Hello.
Anyone sitting in this seat?
No, only the invisible man.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, how'd you get on last night, Ambrose?
Regarding what?
No luck, eh? I could tell that by looking at him, you know. All mouth and no... Yeah?
I'd prefer not to discuss the incident, if you don't mind.
Bad as that, eh?
Please.
Yeah?
The holiday's over. A brief interlude in the pattern of one's life. But now it is time to look forward. To return, refreshed, to one's normal, civilised routine.
Oh?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I wish to read. Uninterrupted.
Yes. Right. Not so loud, Albert. Ambrose can't hear himself read.
Thank you.
You see, he's just learning to hold a cup without...
Ah!
Spilling it.
You
See what you've done. All over my cavalry 12.
I'll get one of Albert's nappies.
No, thank you very much.
No, no, no bother, really. No, let me.
Get off. Let go of me, sir. Stop. Now look what you've done.
No, no, don't worry. I'll fix it.
Please.
Yes?
I had intended to undertake this journey in peace and quiet to pass the time in tranquil reflection. Instead, I find myself in a compartment that has been turned by that miniature Genghis Khan into an action replay of World War I. So, if you'll excuse me, I shall leave your presence and seek another place on this train. If there are no other vacancies, then I shall tie a label to myself and go to the guard's van as a parcel. If that does not succeed, I shall visit the driver and ask him if I might cram myself into a quiet corner of his cab. And if that's impossible, then I shall climb out of a window and up and continue the journey strapped to the roof of the train. Anything, 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 anything. Then continue this journey on the same dangerous assault court as you and that infant. Goodbye.
You know, Albert, as you go through life, you'll find some people are very, very hard to get on with.
Oh, wait, see, right, Dad.
Oh, well, back to the food. Now, where's my banana gone? Albert!
Well, no, no.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer and Pat Coombs as his mum. Also this week, Peter Vaughan featured as Mr. Wiggins, Cheryl Hall as Mavis, and Helen Worth as Deirdre. And chewing his little stick of Frimlington rock, Albert. That was Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.